Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Hey. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, hot day. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a drag on the entire man, I'm too hot, hot day. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot, hot day. I'm a band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh.
Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Ooh. Cause uptown funk, gon' give it to you. Uptown funk, gon' give it to you. Saturday night, I'm in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Okay, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back. So I just decided to like start myself up on some music today. No tears today. Amen. And I just wanted to welcome you back with some music. So this is how sometimes I groove to my music when things get all crazy up here. So I'm like, let me just start with some music, you know, change up the vibes a little bit. And if you're new here, welcome. So because today's episode is particularly going to be generic and not just for students, non-immigrant students or students, you know, studying, international students, it could be for anyone who just moved into a new country. So I just decided to say welcome again. I will reintroduce myself as we go on. And yeah, let's jump right into it. Hi guys, hello everyone, welcome back to the Non-Immigrant Student Podcast. Thank you so much for your support all the past, you know, all these, I was about to say all these years, but hello, I just started like 2 months ago. But thank you for as many of you who make it your duty to listen to each episode every week. You're why I continue to do this, thank you. I mean, God is why, but you're why I stay motivated, so thank you so much. And thank you to everyone, every single one of you who, you know, reached out to me, give me feedback on the past episode, even though I felt so shitty about it, you know. Okay, shitty is not the right word. I'm sorry. It's like, I felt too vulnerable. And, you know, I was like, oh my God, don't tell me about it. But thank you for as many of you that, you know, didn't even get back to me, but it, you know, it stirred something within you. I'm happy for that. And I'm grateful to God for that. I'm still so grateful that I'm in America and that I turned 25, you know, that vibe hasn't let up yet, but I'm still grateful. As you can see today, I'm not going to complain today, you know, like about school and all. Even though today I had my worst quiz score I ever had. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably see I put it up on my stories. But today I'm feeling particularly happy. And so we're just going to jump right into the episode, okay? But I hope that wherever you are, you're doing okay. You're doing very well. For as many of you who are in Nigeria. So, last week I tweeted the podcast start, you know, how I have over 700 downloads and probably listeners from Nigeria. So I'm really grateful to each and every one of you. I'm grateful for the over 1,000 downloads I have now. I didn't think I would reach 1,000 downloads so soon. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to spend this first 2 minutes of my intro thanking you. So yes, I said I was going to introduce myself again. My name is Tolulope Olukomi, for as many of you who will be joining us for the first time, although we're almost at the end of season one. You know, this is the last self-recorded episode I'm going to do. After today, we're going to have questions and answers. So if you're new here and you want to ask me questions, please send me an email at, shoot me an email at thenonimmigrantstudent@gmail.com. And from there on, from during the summer, we're going straight into interviews and all of that. But today, our topic for today is how to make friends in a new country / putting yourself out there. One of them. But it's all encompassing. And I mean, I've been having these questions, like, since I got here. Oh, Tulu, how do you have so many friends? How are you talking about the friends you met today and yesterday and yada, yada, yada? And I was like, even after my birthday, after I put out all the pictures, all the videos, you know, although I shared this on my personal Instagram page, you know, how I've been able to make friends, you know. And I said, okay, you know what? Let's make it an episode. It's not even currently on my content calendar, but I was like, okay, we can move everything aside so that I can share this week. And I have a long list. I have such a long list. I hope we're able to get through to it. Every episode, I'm like, today is going to be 30 minutes. And then it becomes 40. And then like that. But I had one of my friends, shout out to you, Eunice. And she was like, we're the ones who decided to listen to your podcast. If you want to gist us with your chest. I was like, okay, girl. I'm going to gist you with my chest. So this is me channeling those vibes and trying not to worry so much about the time, because I'm really trying to share every single experience, because I can't be with you where you are. I would really love to give you the full gist in person, but since I can't be with you where you are, I really like to give you all the tea, you know? That's how we roll here, okay? I don't leave any stone unturned. Okay, so let's jump right into it. But first of all, I wanted to like random gist you guys about some new things I learned this week. Like I said, I'm not complaining about school this week. So I just learned some random. Okay, these are not just random things, but I was like, oh, let me share with them some things that I find amazing since I got to Cornell. So I'm subscribed to the New York Times recently since I got here, and I've been every day I try to read, stay like current on the news and all that. I also read Morning Brew, so. As many of you who are interested about things of the news and blah blah current news and all that, you can subscribe to them too. I feel like they present their news in such an interesting way, and I like to start my morning with it. So apparently also something else I learned recently was that the Computer and Information Science Department at Cornell was founded in 1999. And you know, engineering departments go, so I'm studying engineering management for my master's, and I did chemical engineering for my undergrad, but I find that engineering departments go way back, like as the 19th century. And even, I'm sure it even goes way back than then. And then I was like, you mean the computer science department just came to life in 1999? But then I remember too that the internet age wasn't until as around that time as well. So it makes a lot of sense. And I was taking this woman in leadership class where some of the perks we also get from grad school or schooling here, you know, the teachers are the ones with the network. Back then in Nigeria, if we needed anybody to come talk to us or come speak to us, we had to pull it out from our network. I remember even me, myself, I got some people for Town and Gown back in Cornell University. You know, students were the ones who had to pull their own resources to be able to bring people to talk to them. But this particular class I was taking on women and leadership, I was interested in women in male-dominated spaces. And I mean, that's probably a cliche topic because, I mean, I'm an engineer. But engineering is not even necessarily a male-dominated space anymore. Like, well, as it was back then. But I was interested in women in government and politics. Like, how do we get more women to want to run for office? You know, why do they think it's like a man's job? Blah, blah, blah. And unfortunately, I had a lecturer who was also in the bidding by Joe Biden Harris transition team. And I was going to reach out to her to please, can she get us someone who is also in government and would like to talk to us? But eventually I changed my mind and I was now interested in women in aerospace. You know, after we heard about how a Cornell alumna landed Perseverance on Mars, I was like, oh, okay. Hello, professor. I sent her an email. Do you mind, connecting us to Swati Mohan, blah, blah, blah. And this happened like a couple of weeks ago, but I'm still very excited about it. When I think about it, that while I spoke to the woman who landed this particular jet, you know, on the moon. I don't know if it's called a jet or a robot. Whatever it was, she landed it on Mars. Sorry, not the moon. She landed it on Mars. And I still feel it's really cool. And one of my best takeaways from our interview was she said that she's the one who asked for the job. That, you know, she put herself out there. She was like, I was like, did you feel like you were not qualified to be the one to, you know, land that particular? She works with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And she was like, do you feel like underqualified, that you weren't the one? I was like, do you feel like when they gave you the role, you thought you couldn't do it? I think something like that. And she was like, no, she asked for it. That she attends happy hours. That even as an introvert, as introverted as she is, sometimes that she was like, you know, I'm beginning to mumble. Let me pull out my notes. I don't think she's exactly introverted because she talks about coming from a big family. But she was like, she asked for it. She used to attend happy hours at NASA at work, you know, and that's something she also told her, that we should learn to network. We shouldn't stay in our shells. And she just heard from the grapevine that they're looking for a minority to be the one to do this mission. You know, in the past, it's always been someone white or someone or a male, but this time we were looking for a minority or someone of color. And she went to meet her boss and she said, I heard this and this and this. I'd like to step up to the podium for this job. I was like, okay, energy, you know. I'm like, wow, would I be so confident in my job to say I want to do something? I was going to be televised live on CNN, the whole world. I mean, she was in the news the whole time it took her to land that particular robot on Mars. I was like, oh, that's very cool. So that's just something else I learned. What else did I learn that was fascinating? And yes, I heard that in the tech industry back then in the 90s, it was actually a female dominated space, because like a lot of women were employed to work for IBM and all of that, because they said women were known to have slimmer fingers, so they could type faster on the typewriter. And then when these mainframes came, I don't even know. I read one article and it was just so funny to me. But now they were just trying to talk about how now men are the ones who are now dominating the tech space and how they need more women, blah, blah, blah. So those are just all extra gist. Those are just some cool things I've learned in the past few weeks. I was like, oh, that's it's just a nice to know information. So I was like, oh, I will share with you guys, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, something I was thinking of giving a 1 minute silence to Sean West, someone who passed in our school. I mean, and apparently it happens a lot in all these schools where you hear of someone, although we don't know the real reasons. And I mean, his parents are not even open to the school discussing it or anything, but it's still sad. So for as many of you who are schooling, like every time I call my friends, we first talk about how stressful and annoying it is to be in school. But I mean, this is something we all prayed for. I mean, we all wanted it. So what can we do, right? We just have to suck it up and, you know, keep pushing, keep grinding, and just hope that God help, you know, like God helps us all. Like his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And a friend also told me to check out the scripture, Ephesians 6 verse 10, which I will still check out. I haven't really checked it out yet, but if you guys want to check it out, check it out. And I hope God strengthens each and every one of us to go through this grad school journey. And if you're a PhD student, like, extra salute to you. Like, in fact, I'm standing up right now saluting you that, man, it's not easy. I can't even imagine what you go through. And you know, when you hear people are committing suicide here today, doing this today, you know, ODs and all that, I'm just like, wow, guys. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, no sadness today. I mean, I played my music and started this particular episode in a happy way. So please, let's jump right into it after the 10th minute. So how to make friends in a new country. Number one, you might as well have a pen and paper. I mean, cause like, I'm going there. And if I drag your wig, if I come for your edges, it's all because I love you. Okay. So first thing I must say, first of all, as a disclaimer, I was born friendly. I was Tolu Lakwe Esther Olukomi was born friendly. So please, no one should be like, oh, I wish I could tell you. Nah, not really. I think I was born friendly. That's something. And like they say, personality is passed down in genes. I think my dad was like that. Even if anybody who knows my dad would say, ah, your father, he knew the whole of Port Harcourt, because I grew up in Port Harcourt River State, Nigeria. So that's just how, and that's how I am as well. So first thing you must know, being an introvert is not an excuse. Even at that, even though like you say, oh, I'm such an introvert, I can't make friends, I'd rather be on my own. No. It's not an excuse. I have to say that. Even my Myers-Briggs test says I'm just 35% extroverted. So when I found the word ambivert, which means an introvert and an extrovert, I was like, ah, yes, this is who I am. I'm an ambivert, because there are some people who actually know me and think, oh, she's so quiet, she's so reserved. And there are some people who know me and be like, oh, she talks a lot, she's so loquacious, she's so garrulous, you know? So everyone, so I was so sure I was an ambivert, and I think I still am. But at the same time, even when I try to tell myself, oh, I'd rather be at home, I'm a homebody, you know? I'm like, no. Get your ass up out of here and go meet some people. So being an introvert is not an excuse. That's what I'm just going to say. So don't tell yourself, oh, I don't like to meet people, I'm not doing this and blah, blah, blah. If you really want to make friends, if you're really keen on making friends, if you really say, oh, I don't want to be alone, I want a community here, Nigerian or non-Nigerian, then let's continue. So number two, so I'm not going to do it in any particular order. I'm just going to keep going. So find other Nigerians at your community, because I would say that as one of the very first steps. It's because I feel like, first of all, we feel very comfortable around ourselves. So like when I first got here, in fact, all my friendships started on Zoom, which is the most beautiful thing about it. That's one good thing I give to Zoom University. Most of my friendships, I started them on Zoom. So when, during my orientation at Cornell in April 2020, I already checked the participant list, which names here look friendly. And I also saw, isn't it Rama Achidera? And I just saw some names. I was like, and I messaged him, I was like, hi, hello, I'm Nigerian. Where are you? Are you going to accept your admission to Cornell? You know, I was really open and I just like introduced myself. I went for it. I wasn't thinking, well, how would this person see me? I don't really care about that. In fact, if we're being honest, it's a privilege to have me as a friend. So please come over to my side right now. So if I talk to you, better talk back to me, you know? So that's the energy I always have when I'm meeting people. And I don't meet them as per se, like, oh, I want to network. So that brings me to my third point. Don't think of it as networking. Just seek to truly make friends. Then networking can come later. I mean, every time I meet someone, I'm not thinking, oh, what can this person give me? Oh, what's on the other side of this relationship? You know, I just really want to get to know you. And so that's how, as I began to meet people, and then I'll notice that even some Zoom classes I'll be putting, I'll just notice that, this person is really smart. I think I might like this person. I think I want to be on this person's team. And then I'll just message them and be like, oh, my name is this. Where are you from? Who are you? You know, I really try to get to know them. And then you find out that people return that same energy. So number four. Talk on group chats. So I know this one, I'm dragging a lot of people. A lot of people are sitting on this table, but I'm coming for it. So let me even give you a side gist. So I have this group chat I'm on, and we're two Nigerians. In fact, I think we're the only two blacks. Let me count. Yeah, we're the only two blacks, me and my other friend, Barbs. And she was like, so we're two of us. And so they know that both of us are friends of each other. And then one other guy messaged me and was like, so person doesn't talk on this group chat. And we feel it's rude. I was like, who are the we? And he was like, some of us. We feel it's rude that, you know, she doesn't talk on the group chat and we'd like to remove her. They didn't even say we'd like to remove her. Actually, she told me that she noticed that she had been removed from the group chat. I'm like, oh, how come? Let me message them. And I sent a message and they were giving me the explanation of how it's rude. I'm like, I've never heard of that in Nigeria. Like, all the group chats we are on, if you don't talk, if you talk, And since the day someone taught me how to check people who have read your message, if I never knew that if I click on the message and I press info, I'll know who has read or who hasn't read. Since then, I said, oh, I see. So all these people, you mean they're all alive on this group chat? I used to think that every time I send a message on your group chat, I'm only talking to the people who I see there every day. But apparently, people are listening, people are reading, people are watching. So talk on your group chats. Like, I'm not saying you're trying to get people to know you, but apparently in some societies, some people feel it's rude not to talk on the group chat. And then they put you in exile. I mean, how they say it. Oh well. So that's my point. And sometimes I feel like by talking on group chats, people now know you. It's like they know your voice. It's like, oh, this person exists. So anytime you put out something, you say something, you find out that people want to respond to you. I don't know. I just find that that's very common in the group chats I'm on. So number five, I hope, look to join the same class or project groups with people on your group chat. So a lot of things, based still on this group chat matter. So I'm on a lot of group chats here in school, you know, because sometimes I get tired of Slack. I get tired of what other groups again people put ourselves on. If we even have iMessage groups, because every single class I've taken this America, there's always team assignments. So every team would choose the group they want to be on. And I remember anytime I want to take a class from a department, I've taken a particular, like, I've been on a group from, I will just always message that class. Oh, who has taken this class? Who knows about the lecturer? If there are three lecturers taking the class, which lecturer do you prefer? Which do you do that? And you know, by creating all this communication chains, you know, you're just putting yourself out there. That's also what I'm trying to say. This is not just necessarily for making friends, but putting yourself out there as well. So every single time I come back to that group chat and I'm like, oh, I need this, I need that. I remember when I was looking for, right, currently I'm looking to leave my apartment to move somewhere else for next semester. And I sent a message, please, who lives here? Who can help me here? That's how three people answered me. Three people, the girl, I've never ever met them before. She already told me, okay, you know what? I'm going to help you. One, she took me. She went to her friend's apartment who looked like something I wanted. She took a video of the whole place for me. Someone I've never met before. And I feel like she could do that because, you know, I'm always talking in the group chat and all that. So it's like they know you, but they don't know you yet. Something like that. So, you know, just in doing that, you're networking and not networking at the same time, if I can say. And then I'm even right now still on this group chat matter. I'm on a group chat called Weekend Plan. So if you yourself, you know, I'm a connector, you know, you like to do things. People also even know me as, oh, I'm where the party is at. So if you say, well, I didn't get together today, even if I'm not going to show, but my energy, and I will just be like ginger everybody. Yes, we should totally do that. What do you guys need? Do you guys need us to pick this, pick that? Where do we go? You know, just, I bring the energy, okay? So you should also do that. And I'm talking to those of you who actually might be like me, but you're just not sure. It's just like, I don't want anybody to insult me. Let them insult you. You don't know anybody. They don't know you too. So, and they won't. I mean, and me to my own motto, like, check anybody that checks you, man. Like, but I don't think people here are not like, people on Nigerian Twitter are like out to get you. I don't think anybody here is really out to get you. So, I mean, like, just go all out there. So I was going to say, yes, I was saying I'm on a weekend group chat. I'm on a weekend plan group chat. That's the name of the group chat, weekend plan. So the guy was like, Tolu, we need to do something. We're going to put all of us on a group chat. And because I'm on that group chat, anytime they're hanging somewhere, anywhere that is close to me, I'm aware and I can go. And then I meet people and that's it. I've made a new group of friends. You get? It's like, oh, Tolu, we're doing this evening. Will you be available? Oh, no, I won't be available today. But at least I know where it's happening, where it's at. So anyone I can make myself available for, I go. And if you're the one that can even create the group chat and be like, guys, let's just make a group chat. You can even offer to be the one to make the group chats, you know, like, oh, let me put all of us on a weekend plan. So anybody that wants to go somewhere, just let all of us know. And we'll all be there. Sometimes what everyone needs is just a volunteer. Everyone just needs that first person, you know, to like take a step and then everyone follows. So that brings me to my sixth or seventh point. Learn to ask for help and offer help too. And, you know, like offer graces. So when I first moved here, it's like most people would offer me help. They'll be like, if you need anything, let me know. And me, I'm not, you might have just been doing it out of courtesy, but me, I shall let you know. Do you get? Like, because I'm like, you ask, if you ask, then I'm coming for that, you know. So they'll be like, I could drive you if you need like to go somewhere, you know. Accept the help. That's what I'm trying to say. Accept it. And in accepting it, you know, eventually you get talking with the person. I remember when I first moved here, one of my friends offered to help me get my stuff from Target. She went to go pick it up for me. And today, that's one of the best friendships I've had here since I moved to this country. And she's like way older. Okay, not way. She's like 30, 31. But, you know, she's an MBA. And that's how I was able to meet other people. I now joined the Johnson African Business Society Grad Students Board, you know, just from one friendship. And then how many people did I meet? Because I accepted the help. She was like, oh, I can help you. My Yoruba self didn't say, no, don't worry, I'll be fine, you know. And me too, I also learned to offer help. Even when I went to their house, you know, I'll clean, what do you guys need? Even when we go out, you know, even if they offer to pay for me, I'll be like, no. Because, you know, as a new student, everyone is trying to, like, show up for you, be nice to you. But I'm not also going to take advantage of that, you know. So even when I can offer help, I offer help. If I can, I don't have a car to drive you around, but I can pay for gas, you know. I can, see me now, I'm joining them to say gas. I can pay for fuel. That's what I'm trying to say. Even as a new student, don't take advantage of people. Ask for help, and offer graces too. Now this brings me to my next point. Never take people for granted or continuously take advantage of them. Like, because these are things, so all these points are things I wrote down for myself. So they might not sound like actual points, but if you think about it, I might be making sense. Because I just sat down and thought to myself, how do I think the friendships I have right now came about? And what do I think? Why do I think these people like me back? Because a lot of people really said a lot of nice things about me. You know, even when I was even trying to be their friend or anything, I wasn't thinking, oh, what does this person think about me? I mean, I was just being myself, you know? So I was like, yes, I was going to say that, to be yourself. I didn't want to start with that because I felt that's too cliche. But honestly, you just have, I think people can smell right through dishonesty or like inauthenticity. Inauthenticity. Is there a word like that? People can just smell through, you know, when you're unauthentic and you know all of that. So just be yourself and then never take them for granted. So I have this girl too in my class who she's always picking and dropping people up. It's like we call her the class mom. It's like, who needs a ride? We all go. Who needs a ride? We all go. I don't have a car to return in favor, but I can offer to pay for fuel. That's what I was trying to say, you know. Offer them, what can I do for you this time? Okay, now that you're bringing me, okay, what do you need? You know, like always chipping as well. And I noticed that this also makes people respect me in return. I'm not always trying to take, and I'm also giving. Next point, observe common courtesy. So like I said, insist. Because every time, I don't know, someone told me that sometimes when we Nigerians or black people just come here, some of them think that we're poor, we're from like underdeveloped nations. By UN and probably other stats, yes, Nigeria might be underdeveloped, say third world country, but we all know ourselves. Some of us know that where we are coming from, we're still well to do. Our parents are still okay. We all went to school. Do you get what I'm saying? So like even when I notice that they're trying to be too nice to me, I'm like, oh, did these people think I cannot take care of myself? Please, oh, if you vex me, I'm gonna pay for everybody here as well, okay? It's just that my savings are going to be crying after, but please. So yeah. And yes, I try to live below my means, so, but oh well. But the whole point is, I mean, you should know when to accept an offer and when to decline it. So it's not every time that someone offers to pay for you that you should take it. You know, also want to step up and pay for yourself. And it's common tradition here to bring food over if you're going to see someone. So like I was saying, observe common courtesy. So anytime you're going somewhere, and sometimes I just think, ah, these people, it's so expensive. But how much is Oreo? Is even expensive. There are some other biscuits that are so cheap, $1.90 something. If you buy a pack of drinks, it's not even expensive. I'm like, okay. I remember the day we went to someone's house for, and I was like, hey, what will I bring this, give these people? All these people take is like alcohol and wine. What can I give them? I mean, I don't want to have to indulge them just because that's what they do. So I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a pack of Sprite. And I brought it. I even thought that they were going to throw my Sprite away. But they used my Sprite to mix their Jack Daniels. I was like, wow, I felt so achieved. And I was the only person who brought something to that party. I felt so good. Because you think that, oh, this particular host has money. He doesn't need anything that I want. But apparently, he had his Jack Daniels and I had my Sprite. And, you know, so. Well, I don't know if that gave me any OG points in his dictionary or whatever. But I'm just, it made me feel good that I could offer. So, yes, observe common courtesy. And when you, like I said, pay for your bill when you can. Next point. So you're not the only one who wants a friend. A lot of people too want friends. Ewo, English. You're not the only one who wants a friend. A lot of other people too want friends. So when you notice that's what I was saying, like putting myself out there. So I know that by always saying, oh, can we hang out this weekend? Oh, do you want to do this weekend? Do you want to do this weekend? Sometimes you'll be like, oh, I'm being in this person's face too much. But I've had people who thanked me for, you know, for being there, for making sure that, oh, we hung out, you know, and all that. Because them too wanted the companionship. They didn't just know how to go about it. So if you're also the kind of person, like I said, who might be like me, who is not sure, please put your, like, go for it. And like I said, I'm not approaching this friendship because I want something from them. It's just like, I'm here. I shouldn't be here all alone when there are so many people in this school. And my sister who did a master's in Durham University UK had already told me, so lonely. I'm already so lonely. I said, no, it can't be lonely for me. Never, never. I will make it unlonely. I refuse to be lonely, please. So that's why I went out of my way and I was like, you know, I'm going to meet people. I'm going to reach out even if they can't. And look at me today. I have so many friends here. And every time I meet with them, I always take a selfie. But that's just for me. It's just for memory's sake. I remember the day I didn't have Wi-Fi on my phone. I didn't have data on my phone. Hey, let me not say Wi-Fi. I didn't have data on my phone. And I met someone on the road. I was like, please, I'm looking for Risley Hall. I need to get my bus. I need to get to the bus station. He was like, oh, I can walk you. I'm going there. One nice, white, young freshman. And then he took me to his bus and was like, anytime you need me, if you want to also come see my hall, because his hall is for like art and theater students, so they allow them to draw on the walls, you know, express their art, you know, through painting, through writing. So he was like, don't worry, I can bring you here. And I actually took him up on his offer. You'd have thought that maybe by him inviting me over to his hall, I would say no. I said, okay. I was like, okay, sure. Let's exchange numbers. And he even told me about his Ghanaian friend, blah, blah. No, voila. So next week, Friday, I texted him. I was like, hi, you said that whenever I was ready to come see your hall, I should come. And I went. And I haven't spoken to him since that time. But I remember the next time we saw, he recommended a restaurant to me. And I went there. So I'm just saying, like, those are just random ways of meeting people. And now he sees me again tomorrow, he'll probably still be happy that he met me, you know. And he took me around every single floor. I have so many pictures because I just kept taking pictures. Like, wow, you mean people drew this on this wall, you know. I still find it so cool. He even told me that some engineering students there, some people who do undergrad there, who study mech or chem or electrical engineering or mechanical engineering or chemical engineering, who also have interest in art, like Cornell allows them stay in that hall to also like keep their interests alive. I was like, wow. Another cool thing I found out is that I still find this, it still amazes me how boys and girls are in the same dorm and everything is normal. Like, is that not, it still amazes me. But like they say, where there's no law, there's no sin. I mean, where there's law, it's only where there's law, there's sin. I'm sure you get what I'm saying. I was like, you mean your next door neighbor is a girl? He's like, yes. But anytime he just needs to talk to her, he just knocks and he goes in. I'm like, wow, you go in on what? You know? And I find it so cool that, you know, all of them are cool about it. Even the bathrooms are called a mixed gender bathroom or something like that, just for inclusion. They don't separate them. So in case like they are transgender people, it's just, imagine if they make the toilet male and female, then what would transgender people, where would they go? So I was like, what if you go into the bathroom and you meet, you know, trust me, it's really, what's the word? I was really dumbfounded that exists. Oh well, so that's side gist. But like I said, take selfies with people you meet, and that's just for my own memory sake, sure. Now, spend on people when you can. Spend on people when you can. This also goes back to not taking advantage of them. So I had this friend who, on her birthday in February, she even came to see me the night before. She came to say hello to me. And she didn't even tell me it was her birthday. So apparently, I think maybe it's just Nigerians who are really out there. And she's Kenyan American, but East Africans are so conservative. It's like they're not as loud and boisterous as we West Africans. I was like, so the next day I found out on the group chat that it was her birthday, and I was like, oh, you didn't tell me it was your birthday, you know. That day, I kid you not, brothers and sisters, I kid you not, I think I had like just 22 bucks in my account, because then I'm always like moving money to my savings and all that. So I was like, hey, should this day just pass? After all, I didn't even have to message her to tell her that I found that was your birthday. Me too, I could have pretended I didn't say it was her birthday on the group chat, you know. But it's, I mean, I regarded her as my friend, and I wanted to take it as such. So I was like, okay, I'm going to send you. I was like, oh, what's your address? I want to deliver something. And I just, with that money that I had, and my philosophy too is money comes, money goes. And I knew when I was going to expect money next. But, you know, I didn't hold on to that money like, ah, it's my last money. And at the end of the day, I'll probably still have spent it on something useless. But I ordered her coffee, and I think salad, and I think bagels or something. And the coffee was like, no cream, no sugar or something. Because the day before, she had also told me that she was fasting. It was Lent period. She doesn't eat meat. She doesn't drink milk. So, you know, I just took note of all these little things. It's not like I was really taking notes. She was just really gisting me. And that brings to my next point. Like, be really interested in people. Like, when they talk to you, like, really listen. When they tell you about their families, like, really listen, you know. Even the girl I was telling you about, when that helped me take videos of an apartment, she had told me, she also mentioned to me something about her mom, you know. And I would ask, how is your, next time I talk to you, I'll be like, oh, how is your mom, you know. Because I'm not really trying to be your friend, but I mean, it's just common courtesy. And I think people pick up on these little subtle things and be like, wow, this person really cares. And I actually do care, you know. I actually do care. So that's the point, like, really care. So this friend I'm telling you I spent my last dollars on. And I sent her, and I ordered coffee and salad and I think bagels to her room. Something for breakfast. Well, in the morning I found out. And she sent me a text saying that I made her day. I said, with coffee. Even buying itself wasn't with like 150% of my heart, maybe just 120, you know, because I told you, like, I was like, hey, so you mean I should just drop this my last money? But it's also nice to give her the gift. What if she can check and see that I read the message that today is her birthday? I mean, it's just common courtesy. So that's what I'm just trying to say. Like, when you actually meet this friend, when you start making these friends, you know, when they tell you things about themselves, like, follow up. I know it might be a lot of hard work. It is I won't say it is a lot of hard work for me, but it might just be, it might be you going out of your way all the time, but I think eventually pays. That's why when you now decide to use them to get something, that's not me saying it in a way that you're taking advantage of them, because like now some of these people I'm meeting, there's some things I might need, and I'm like, oh, this person knows this person. I have friends that if I tell you who they are, who their parents are, yourself, you want to be my friend. But, you know, I'm not saying like I'm going to need anything from them. That's why I'm their friends. But eventually, then the networking becomes like it becomes like a walk in the park, because you've made solid friendships that these people want to go out of their way for you. So what point are we on? So I was going to say, buy meaningful gifts when you can. Like, spend money on people when you can. And even if you can't, let them really know that you care. Let them know, oh, like, if I didn't, like, now, peradventure I couldn't spend that money on her, I'd have really called her, sang for her, told her, can I come over? I mean, I had free bus pass. So where I can't compensate, where I can't spend money, I can compensate for something else. It might be my time. It might be my love. You know, it might just be anything. And like we know, money is not love. So, yeah. And friendship is the new currency, like they say. So, please, get that money. Get that kind of friendship. Because eventually, I feel like it pays eventually when it's supposed to pay. So, next. Let's see. Okay. Share opportunities. share opportunities with others. So I remember when I first moved here, a friend told me that, oh, Tolu, they are doing this cloth drive. And you know, back in Nigeria, like, these are things you do for, like, I'm trying to say less privileged people, but I guess that's not the... I've had someone tell me that less privileged is not a nice way, that I should look for a better way to say that. So, like, you know, back home, people that they give clothes to are people who, like, are in really need of them. But a friend just told me that, I know you just moved, you might not have coats and sweaters and boots, so they are giving it to some people in social place. And me, I went. So I was like, I mean, it's free. Let me go. And if you see the quality of stuff I got, I will mention it to you, but I don't want you that when you see me now wearing it in future, you'll be like, she said she got it from a charity center. But, like, you know, and then I also messaged one of my friends that I had met around us who also moved at the same time I moved. And I was like, hi, I heard that they're doing this thing. Do you want to follow me? Should we go together to go pick sweaters, go pick jackets and all of that? So because I shared that opportunity with her, now she also, you know, like, when she also hears of things, she shares them with me. And that's just how you keep the friendship going. So check on people, share grievances, share your wins and your losses. So here, apparently, it's common not to share grades. It's common not to share how much you earn. Even when I moved here and they did all the visa orientation for us, they won't, and like moving to a new country orientation, they won't told us that to ask people about how much they earn, blah, blah, blah. But between you and I, if I'm talking to my friend, I don't see why I shouldn't ask someone who I think is my friend. I'm not going to ask you invasively, like, how much do you earn? Let me see your paycheck. Of course not. But it's like, okay, give what range do you earn? Like, I want to feel like I can talk to you about it. And if you ask me about it, I'm willing to tell you. Even when I ask people, how do you do an exam? I also tell you my score. So you don't think I'm just trying to know your score. I don't care about your score. I'm trying to see, did everybody feel like me? If everybody feel like me, okay, maybe it's not only me that's struggling with the class. But if people are doing well, then I need to buckle up, you know? So I'm not asking because I'm trying to see who is smarter. There's no time for that. We're all adults. So, like, if you're going to be open. And that brings me to my next point. Don't be too secretive, especially when it's not necessary. Like, that is common with a lot of Nigerians. You ask them something, they'll be saying another thing. I'm like, please go straight to the point. Why are you hiding information? What am I going to do? Hello, like, I'm not your brother or cousin from the village that's trying to harm you. Like, don't be too secretive. Yeah, be open and be straightforward. And like I said, share your wins and your losses. So it's not, if today I'm telling you about how I did well on a class or how I got this new job, I'll also tell you where I lost, you know, where I didn't do well today, where someone annoyed me today, how I'm feeling sad, you know. I would share my grievances with you as a friend. I won't always try to look all right. I know as you begin to open up to these people begin to see, oh wow, she's like me, she's normal, you know. I don't have to be your same, you know, like, skin color to be like you. Although, to be honest, it still feels more natural hanging out with Nigerians or Africans more than it is hanging out with non-Nigerians. But at the same time, I feel like I still have, like, some solid friendships with non-Nigerians and non-Africans. So, yeah. So, I guess we're almost at the end of it. Offer to do stuff together. So, when people say, like, now, anytime I hear of something, I never want to do it alone. I'm like, hey, I heard of this thing. I'll message one of my friends that I know probably like this. I heard of this, so. Do you want to join me? Do you want to go? She's like, yeah, sure, let's go. And we go. So offer to do stuff together. Offer your place for assignments as well. When, even if you live with someone and your roommate won't mind, then please ask people if they're looking for where to host events. Tell them, oh, my place is open. You know, I always do that. If they need a study center, well, that's because right now I live alone. But if they need any place, I'm like, yeah, you guys can come over to my place. Oh yes, we can do this at my place. Just keep offering. Like I said, money is not the only thing we can give, whatever. And like I said, even me, I think, it's so expensive to do all these things. But sometimes you don't even spend a dime. When people now come to your house, they will still bring food. They are the ones that will bring drink, bring cake, bring biscuits. I'm like, wow, I love being the host, you know. In Nigeria, if you host, you pay, you have to provide stuff. But here, they now bring it for you. I'm like, God bless America. So yeah. So like I said, also invite people into your home and cook for them. So this is something I do often. And maybe also because I'm quite proud of my cooking, and as well, people bond really well over food. So like when you notice that new people come, so the tradition I personally have, if I hear a new Nigerian is in town or just moved to Cornell, I always offer you to come to my place and I ask you, what do you want to eat? If you tell me if you tell me anything, egusi, stew, beans, or any, I will tell you what I can make for you and what I can make for you. And when you come, we have a good meal and I treat you like a visitor, give you two meals, give you full glass of juice, anything you want. you know, just to treat you right and make you feel welcome. And I think I also did this because someone did it for me, so I'm also trying to pay it forward. Ask about their well-being. I've said this before. Ask about their family. Yeah, so this is something I do anytime I try to meet someone. After we're finished talking about how we got into Cornell, where you're from, you know, I'll really ask you, so what about your family? Who are your exes? You know, we just keep gisting and gisting. There's so much to talk about. I ask about your beliefs, your hobbies, your past, your present, your future, your hopes, your dreams, you know, what do you want out of life? And you just find out that you guys keep talking and talking and talking. And I mean, if you really mean it when you talk about it, I always find it interesting. And to an extent, I don't know if I can say I'm well-read, but you know, I read a lot of random things and I watch a lot of random things. So somehow I'm able to relate to certain cultures or certain things that people say. So that's why I'm not so afraid. I feel like I'm a very good conversationalist. So if we can be talking about any random, like now you can tell me, oh, I like politics. I like this. Oh, I heard about this, you know. So I noticed that every time I meet someone, even for the first time I met someone from China, I think I also talked about their lunar years. And I was like, oh, explain to me this years you have, year of the tiger, year of the rabbit, year of the this, year of the that, you know. And we had such a good conversation because I used to think like most Asians keep to themselves, you know, but that was a very good conversation. I was like, wow, I've learned something new today about this country. So and I'm sure a lot of you are even more well-read, more versatile. So imagine the quality conversations you'll be having when you meet with these people. So please don't be afraid to ask people. Even if they say people don't like being asked, where did they write it? Please tell me, this new person I met, does she have a book? If she has a book of law that says, I don't like being asked about this, tell me so I will not ask you the next time. But so far you did not tell me, I will ask you. Amen? Okay, next point. Never keep your compliments about them to yourself. Like, always let them know. I mean, anytime I meet anybody, if I like your shoe, if I like your hairpin, your lipstick, your tie, your socks, your glasses, the color of your frame, anything, I will tell you. I never, because I feel like, why am I keeping it to myself? Even if I go home and I'm like, oh, I want this, what will happen after? So I always let you know. So there's this girl I met, she kept telling me, you're so sweet, you're so cute, just because I told you I like your headband. Please calm down. It's not, you know, but you find out that some people, it feels like nobody ever really compliments them or nobody takes time to notice them or look at them. But if you're really the observant kind and you really notice things about people that you like, please let them know. Tell them, you really inspire me. Oh, you're so motivated. I have this friend, so she always thinks that she's not doing enough. And yet she's still doing so much. I'm like, don't you see how much you're doing? You know, like by even encouraging her, it doesn't take anything from me. It doesn't take away my genius, even if I feel like you're such a genius. So why don't I just let you know I think you're a genius? So that's my whole point. Never keep your compliments to yourself. And also learn to share your good news and your bad news with others. So like this also points back to being too secretive. You know, it's like if you find out, oh, I got a job, oh, I got this internship, like let other people know. Even if they don't, a true friend will share your joy with you and not be like salty or jealous about it. So I feel like share your good news. Even if I have this friend, like we check on each other with our career journeys and all that. Like even if tomorrow she gets a job in Facebook or Tesla or anywhere, Netflix, you know, the big five, big four, big three, any of those companies, I'll still be happy. It doesn't take anything away from me, honestly. And I don't know why people don't see that. Everybody's like trying to keep them just to themselves. So I'm like, even if you keep it from me, it does not. As the race is not to the swift, neither is the battle to the strongest. I will just stop there. So yes, and so what else was I going to say? Yes, and when you meet people that you really like, this is something else. When I meet people that I respect, I remember when I was in Texas when I went for Christmas, and you know, my auntie and my uncle who also work like in Facebook, Indeed, you know, they would take me to these other Nigerian houses where they work at. This one will go today, they say, this person, hi, I meet this person, they work at Google. This one works at Microsoft. This one works at Dell. I'll just be meeting all these fun people. And funny enough, have you guys noticed that people that you think can be your network are never your network at the end of the day? Is there anybody? Please just raise your hand where you are. Because I remember even my parents, so my parents, actually, I grew up on oil and gas money. But I remember when I was looking for job, it's not even, all about the people that, call any name, okay, not any name, but there's some news you will call. My parents tell you, we know these people from so and so. My father even still boasts to me how he knows Amechi. And who is the MD of UBA? Tony Olumelu, how he used to come to his office back then in Transaman. It is till today. Did I have a job in UBA? No, did I? I'm just, do you get me? Like, there are people, I'm telling you, honestly, I feel like even with all this network we make, or you think you make, at the end of the day, most of them still don't help you. So that's why I just JJ be looking to my God. It's only God. It's only in God I can find all that I have. So that's why it's when people say, oh, you know how to network. See, I'm not networking because I need to network or because I need anything from them. I just like meeting people. So, okay, yeah. So that brings me back to my point. Like, so when I meet all these people, when I would meet people working at Google, Microsoft, you know, I would always collect their name on the spot. I'm like, okay, let me connect with you on LinkedIn. What's your name? Pam, pam, pam. I check my phone there, and I connect. Not the one that after we now leave that place, I'm trying to connect with you, you will not connect with me. And it's not like I do anything with it on LinkedIn. I just found out that, oh, this works. And I just took the man's name. I found that he works at Google. He even worked at Apple before. And I just connect. It's not like I can use it to do anything, but who knows? So that might, for as many of you who also might be looking for an extra networking tip, I think that works. Like, just be like, oh, what's your surname? I'm trying to look you up on LinkedIn. I don't think, nobody's going to think it's stalking. Just like, you want to know. If they're not, like, why? Be like, oh, I just want to see where you worked, what you worked at, instead of me trying to ask about it. I don't know. Can't think of any other smarter excuse. But yeah. And next, this is something I'm guilty of, but I'll work on it. Don't turn down invites all the time. Try to show up for parties. So a lot of times people are going to be inviting you. Oh, we're doing this here. Do you want to come? Do you want to come? Do you want to come? But most times I'm like, today I'll tell them, I have this assignment I need to submit tomorrow. I have this I'm going to do. And honestly, those are actual reasons, not even excuses. Honestly, I feel so bad about it because especially my particular, I have a group chat that I'm currently on. I'm always turning down invites or parties because every time they fix it, it feels like there's something else to do. But I remember the day I eventually made it. I even made it to the one that there were only like 4 people at, but at least there were pictures. And anytime we meet up, we always take pictures and send to the group chat. So, so at least they will just see that Tolu showed up for this one today. So just like that, like, try to show up for some of these parties. Cause as much as I also invite people into my home, like, I should also be willing to be invited to their houses as well. I think I've said it before, offer to go someplace together, like offer to do stuff together. So my friends who have cars, even though I can use Instacart and order, I can order and pay for delivery and be okay. But there's sometimes to build the friendship, you're like, oh, hi girl, where do you make your hair? Who is, and yes, I ask questions that I can never go wrong. Honestly, I feel like because I came here and I always ask questions, like I leverage my friendships to like know the best deals around. I've never bought anything or done anything with regret, you know. They always tell me, oh, go to this nail spa, or go to this place, oh, eat at this place, you know. And they'll be willing to drive me there. And it's like, okay, don't worry, I'm going to Walmart next week. We could drive up together. And they save me transport. They save me delivery fee. You know, so friendships are just beautiful, honestly. And you should be, and I think like I'm able to take so much because I'm trying my best to give so much as well. So yeah, offer to do things together. It saves you money. If today, tomorrow you want to shop at Walmart, don't just say, I'm going to do it on my own. Ask around, when next are you going for grocery shopping? Can I join you? I don't even have to offer to pay your gas, but I'm offering to do it on your time because some of them will actually also offer to even come and pick you out of their own time schedule. Me, I won't do that. You know, that's, to me, that's taking advantage of your niceness. So I'll just be like, okay, when next you're going, let me know. And I put it down and I plan. Sometimes, like, I won't tell my friend one day, when next you're ordering from Walmart, let me know. Let me add your order so we can split the delivery fee. Am I not saving money for myself? I'm even doing you a favor as well. So, amen. Then now, this particular one, introduce people to one another and build your own community. So everyone knows me here. Like, sometimes we all go and be like, how did you all meet? They'll be like, it's Tolu. It's Tolu. Some people call me Tolu. Some call me Tolu, whatever. They'll be like, oh, it's Tolu that brought us together. You know, even when I go to my church, I will also try to bring people along. Anywhere I'm going, I'm like, do you want to come with me? And when I bring them along, I introduce them. And that's how we all become a big, happy family. So now most of my friends know each other because I'm always introducing. I'm like, oh, meet this other Nigerian. Oh, meet this girl from Kenya. Oh, meet this person from Ghana. So build your own community. Like, don't wait for it to be built for you. Then next, so many. Join campus. Okay, we're almost at the end. Join campus groups. So if you look at my LinkedIn, you probably see, oh, Tolu is doing so many things. Oh, Tolu is involved in so many things. And it's true, actually. Those societies I joined, I didn't just join. I don't just join and go once. I try. Like, even the Society of Women Engineers that I'm in, they are doing this, they are building this science kit for students to teach them how to, I think, build batteries from potato. Even me too, I haven't learned about that yet, but I volunteered to be one of the people to make videos, flyers. See, I don't even know how to make a video. Okay. Like, I don't know what it's going to, like, I don't think about it like, ah, do I know how to make this thing? No, when I will join first, when I get there, I will learn how to do it. So that's my approach to a lot of things. So join these campus groups. There's some groups I joined on politics, on government. I joined the Christian club. One of the best groups I've joined since I got to Cornell was the Graduate Christian Fellowship. If you check my story highlights for spring semester, you see I even attended the sunrise service. And apparently they think here to go and watch the sunrise on the day Jesus resurrects. But these American people, they don't even have struggle in their life. We actually watched the sunrise. I'm not joking. You can check my Instagram story. Even me, I was still looking. I was like, wow, look at everybody looking at the sun. Wow, so beautiful. Even when I see some people gardening. Although I think now some of these practices are being embraced in like woke Nigeria. But when I was growing up, like, there's no fun in doing silent things. You're either at the amusement park or you're at a park. All we knew how to do was go for Owambe. But here, there's beauty in a serene life. You know, there's beauty in their serenity, in their tranquility, and I love it so much. So yes, join campus groups. So my Graduate Christian Fellowship is one of the groups I really enjoy. And I try to attend Bible study, even if it's 30 minutes. The people shall know my face. Even if it's, that's my point, like always offer, like just put yourself out there, show up. Tomorrow, if someone comes to look for me that it was totally really part of this group, there's no way nobody will say they don't know me there. No way. I'm telling you, quote me anywhere. Because I will always offer, can I do this? What do you need? You know? And I always really try to show up. So that's something you should also embrace, like join campus groups that your university puts out there. What other group am I in? I think I'm really in a lot of groups that I try to participate. Even the jobs group I eventually joined. Someone reached out to me and was like, I know you're a very friendly person, a social person. I'd like you to be the vice president for programs and events. I'm like, of course, you know? And that's how I have it on my LinkedIn profile now. So, you know, and I try my best. So, yeah. What else? And yes, of course, if you're a Christian, find a local church. Whatever religion it is you practice, try to find, you know, your local place there. I believe in having a church home, a religious community to join. So, and when you do that, I also have friends in church, you know, that know me. Because I'm always, even when I got there, I was like, oh, I used to teach in the teenage church when I was in Nigeria. Do you guys have a teenage church department? Apparently, they call it youth and young adults here. So I'm like, yes. And I went yesterday. I think yesterday was Wednesday. I went for the evening service, you know, so like that. And that's how I put in time here, put in time there, because these are things I love to do. Like I think I've said in an episode before, I will always choose what I love over my books because my books don't last. But all these other things are the ones that will last. So, I mean, I don't do it to my detriment, but I'm just saying. Where are we? Volunteer at charity communities. This is something I've not gotten around to yet, but like now you can see I'm volunteering on my Social Society of Women Engineering group that I joined. So I also try to, whenever they say, oh, we're doing this, do you need help? Like, oh, do you need help? What can I do? Blah, blah, and all of that. Then participate in your housing community activities if you stay in one. So where I stay, they hold like painting activities, vision board painting, gardening activities, table tennis, so many programs every week. Like I keep getting these emails, I'm like, God, when will I join one? But I eventually have joined some. There was a time they were even doing planting of herbs. I also signed up for it. I got free plants. Like I said, God bless America. And you'd be like, and you'd be thinking that some of these things, they make you pay. Although there was a wine tasting event, I think they just made them pay $4 so they could buy the wines or something like that. But most of these events are free. I always find, I'm not ashamed to ask, is it free? Am I paying? What if I'm not paying? Let me know. And I don't ask it in a way like, oh, I'm so poor, I can't afford it. And I will tell you, like straight up, if I can't afford it, I can't afford it. There's no shame there, please. Amen. So yeah, then follow up on people's gist and check on them. So if someone tells you like, oh, I'm going home today to check on my dad, I'm going home to check on my mom, I'm traveling today, I had an exam today, I have a quiz tomorrow, you know, sometimes I actually, when I remember, I check up on them, I follow up, I'm like, oh, you said you had something today, how did it go, you know? And so I find out that I do these things subconsciously, and I think it makes the person on the other side feel like, wow, this person really cares about me. But I mean, I'm just being a good friend, you know. I would expect that from you too. So yeah, follow up on people's gist and write down people's birthdays. So since I got my iPhone, which I feel is very beautiful, like I can even make notes in your contacts, you know, I can add your birthdays to my calendar. So everything is just so easy. So if I'm also still the writing on paper type, but you know, when people tell me their birthdays, I write them down because I'm also not trying to forget, you know. Like I said, I'm actually making efforts to make this a good relationship, okay? So, and what else? Maximize your happy days. So days you're feeling happy, you're feeling the mood, like me today. Even another reason why I'm feeling happy today, I had a friend over, we ate pando and eforo this evening, you know. Like, any day you find out, oh, I'm happy today, maximize it and invite friends over, you know, do something at your house, buy board games, whatever it is, you know. I have what card for those of you who are Nigerians. I brought what from Nigeria because I also envision that if I have Nigerians here, what will we play? And I brought my what. You can also bring your Scrabble as you're coming, your Ludo, your Monopoly, whatever it is. Although I think they sell a lot of these things on Amazon here. So yes, maximize your happy days and invite friends over. Last but not the least, whoosh, we made it to the end. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. That's all I can say. In all of this, you can probably hear myself talking like, I'm just trying to be myself and no one else. Please, there's no time for that. So we're all good people. Like, maybe I should also, I saw this on Twitter, but shout out to, oh no, is this shout out now or RIP to DMX? Apparently, I don't think I really knew any of his songs while he was alive. I just knew he existed, you know, I knew he had these Tupac vibes and all that, but yeah, that's all I knew. But I saw this somewhere that I might do bad things, but I know I'm not a bad person or something like that. So I know none of us are bad people. So it's not like, oh, nobody wants to associate with me. And please don't think about yourself like that. I think very highly of myself, whether or not I can actually be a bad person. Like, if you knew me before, you probably not like me. But now that I think so highly of myself, I really can't care what any other person thinks. So think highly of yourself. Also see it like, if you're not my friend, you're the one losing. You know, that's how I see it. It's like, if, well, and so far, I haven't gotten any bad energy from anyone. Because if you give me bad energy, trust me, I'll probably return it. So, you know, just think highly of yourself and just look at it as, I actually have a lot to offer to on this table. I can imagine, I have so many people that I talk to and I know, I'm like, wow, I'm always so amazed at how intelligent or smart or how amazing some of you are. And so I believe that you deserve to have friends, you know, that would like you in return. So that brings me to the end of this episode, how to make friends in a new country, / putting yourself out there. That putting yourself out there is very, very important, honestly. Like, I've had people reach out to me on LinkedIn, people I would never, never, never have had the opportunity to talk to, just because one day I just decided, you know what, I'm updating my LinkedIn with every single thing I've done in this life. Although, yes, they say like, LinkedIn is like hyper social media, hyper Instagram, and you know, like Instagram and steroids and blah 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 and all that. But some of the things people have actually achieved, they are true. So put yourself out there. I had someone reach out to me that they needed someone from Cornell University to advise some of the other people who were coming in, blah blah blah. I was like, wow. And I was like, you mean you found no other person? I'm sure they found other people, but you know, that's the whole point. Like, update your LinkedIn profile, update your header on Twitter. Don't be saying you don't want somebody to know. What do you mean by that? Update it. PhD student, PhD candidate at this, master students at this, grad student at that. Well, I mean, I'm saying do this with discretion. If your family members are following you on social media, you don't want your family members to know, please. And you don't want to block them, please. Or then don't take my advice. But if it's just that you're just scared, you don't want to do too much, you don't... Please. The only person that really cares about if I'm humble or not is God. Like... how God, I know God hates pride and pride goes before a fall. So if he's the only person I know, like, my point is, even if people think I'm proud, let them think. As long as God doesn't think I'm proud, I'm fine. Do you get? So please put yourself out there if you have to. And just own your own voice, own your own friendships, reach out to people, be their friend, allow them be your friend as well. And live a happy life. So this brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you have a lovely weekend, a lovely week ahead. What else? So I have 2 final exams next week. I don't know about you guys, but I'm still writing and preparing for my finals. So in coming weeks, I think we'll just be doing a Q&A session. So I don't think I have enough questions to make it up to part 1 and part 2, but I'll try my best. I might take a break next week or not, or I might still come back, whatever. Just shoot me an email if you need anything at thenonimmigrantstudent@gmail.com. And I noticed that most of you send me feedback to my DMs. Please, please, please put this feedback under my tweets. So I usually pin each episode on my... I usually tweet about the most recent episode and pin it and make them my pinned tweets. So please, you could also put your feedback under those tweets, you know. Let's grow the community, not just for me, not just for you, but for other students too who are looking to make friends, a Nigerian friend here in the US or abroad or whatever, you know. So I guess that brings us to the end again of this episode. And please let me know. I hope these tips work for you. I hope you're able to use them and improve your life and improve your emotional health. Honestly, build your social assets, you know, like friendship is a new currency, honestly. Take it from me, take it from everybody that cares to also tell you. And yes, see you guys at the top. Bye for now. Thank you. See you in the next episode, guys. Bye.